Paulino Cerda was a small ranch owner near Edinburgh in 1915, when a group of Mexican bandits came through and demanded he open the gates that connected the ranches. Trinidad Gonzalez is Cerda's great-grandson.
And of course, he didn't really say no to these individuals. And apparently word got back to, I guess, the rangers that this had occurred. And when they went to his ranch, they asked to talk to him or question him in private. And while that was going on, my great-grandmother heard the gunshots.
The Texas Rangers killed Cerda, no questions asked. Gonzalez is now assistant chair for the Department of History and Philosophy at South Texas College. His family was one of many affected by some of the worst state-sanctioned violence in the history of the U.S. Today, he's part of a group of scholars working to get this part of Texas history recognized. John Moran Gonzalez, no relation, is also involved in the project. He teaches English at UT Austin.
Well, essentially, the Matanza resulted because of reprisals by state and local authorities against a guerrilla uprising that had occurred.
Moran Gonzalez says the guerrilla uprising was small and not very well organized, made up of bandits or Mexican revolutionaries. So the Texas Rangers were called in to control the situation. But as we heard with Paulino Cerda's story, the repression was not just directed at the bandits. It was directed at the Texas-Mexican population as a whole. Moran Gonzalez says between 1915 and 1919, hundreds, if not thousands, of Mexicans and Tejanos in South Texas were killed by the Rangers and other vigilantes.
So in that sense, the project of policing throughout much of this era was also about the establishment of a racial order of white supremacy.
For the first time, this part of history will be acknowledged by the state of Texas through an exhibit at the Bob Bullock Museum called Life and Death on the Border, 1910 to 1920. Jennifer Cobb is the associate curator of exhibitions at the museum.
The scholars and professors approached the Bullock with this idea of this exhibit to learn about this piece of history. Like I said, I never knew about it until I started working on this exhibit, and it was astounding that this is not public knowledge.
Cobb says the exhibit will be a look into what life was like leading up to, during, and after this violent period. It'll showcase court documents, photographs, and artifacts from the era, including one of Pancho Villa's saddles. But Trinidad Gonzalez, whose great-grandfather was killed, says the exhibit is more than just about the victims.
Also, a way of celebrating our resiliency as a community against these conditions to respond by pursuing our civil rights and our rights as equal participants within our society.
This violent period spurred what would become the Mexican-American Civil Rights Movement. One important document on display is a complete transcript of the 1919 Texas legislative investigation that looked into the Texas Rangers' actions and found them guilty. Again, John Moran Gonzalez.
This was the first time that the Texas Rangers had ever been called to be held accountable for atrocities against the Texas-Mexican community by the legislature. I mean, prior to that, the Texas Rangers knew anything, pretty much anything goes.
Moran Gonzalez and other scholars are working to erect historical landmarks and develop a traveling exhibit examining this forgotten period of Texas history. The Bullock exhibit opened this week and will run through April. I'm Lucia Benavides for the Texas Standard.